Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have some, well, I want to say sad news. It's not really sad news. We should be celebrating, but we lost an icon in the evangelical world of Billy Graham, who had spent his life evangelizing and spreading the word of Jesus Christ. In Christianity, he died this morning at 99. It says the Reverend Billy Graham, the Christian evangelist, whose worldwide crusades and role as advisor to decades of U.S. presidents made him one of the best-known religious figures of his time. And he died Wednesday at the age of 99 at his home in Montreat, North Carolina. Todd Shearer of the DeMoss Associates told Fox News. This one's coming from Fox News. I have several different outlets that have covered this. He started out in 1950 meeting with presidents of the United States. I don't know if any of you remember watching his crusades or even got to visit one of the crusades in real life rather than on the television. But we remember so greatly, you know, the big choirs, the George Beverly Shea and Billy Graham, of course, himself, and the famous song for the invitation, which was "Just As I Am." And I'm trying to think of her name, and it has completely escaped me. But the beautiful black Christian woman that sang, and of course she was well known for the song, "His Eye is on the Sparrow, and I Know He Watches Me." You know, regardless of where you are in your life, whether you're on a mountaintop or in one of those dark valleys at this time, He is always watching over you. He's always watching over you. And Billy Graham was an icon in his day. He did an awful lot, sacrificed a lot to be the evangelist that he was, traveling from town to town, state to state, worldwide. And he has gone to be with the one that he was always sharing with others. So today we remember Billy Graham. I share pretty much everything with you because I think you're family. And many of you share with me. I even had one of you yesterday give some, and I apologize that I didn't return that email reply back, but heard me talk about the fact that I have migraines from time to time and said he never had one, but he'd read these and he gave me different advice and different things that I should do for a migraine. And it's not that I haven't tried most of them. Well, my mother never drank, so I know that's not the case with her because she never drank a drop of alcohol. She might have had a glass of wine a few times in her life, but she never drank alcohol. She was not a boozer. But this says that chronic heavy drinking is a major factor, risk factor. It's a risk factor for all types of dementia, especially early onset of the disease, according to a study published Wednesday in the Lancet Public Health. Now, I have noticed usually we equate dementia or Alzheimer's to elderly people, and maybe elderly is taking on a new dimension in my life because I've, you know, reached that age myself. I don't feel it, though. Well, you know, my elbow feels a little old right now, but I don't feel old. But we think of somebody that's in their 70s or 80s or on up with what they used to call being senile, repeated their stories a lot, couldn't remember anything, and having issues with that kind of thing. My mother's mom, they never just said she had dementia. They never called it Alzheimer's, but they said she had senility. And we blamed a lot of the things that went wrong with her because she was blind. She lost her eyesight. She only had the peripheral vision. And so we kind of, you know, she ended up, she couldn't live by herself anymore. She had to move in with a daughter. And then they moved her, you know, back and forth. Mom would keep her several months, and then my aunt would keep her several months. There was just two of them. But when Mom came down with this, she never drank. No, not really. Never did she, that I know of, ever make a habit of drinking in all the time that I was around her. And I only remember beer being in the refrigerator one time. It was when my grandpa was coming up to visit, and Dad thought, well, his dad liked to have a beer once in a while. But he didn't drink a beer while he was there, and that beer sat there until I think they ended up throwing it away. But it says the researchers examining for more than 57,000 cases of early onset dementia in France found that well over half were either alcohol related or accompanied by an additional diagnosis of alcohol abuse. Overall, alcohol use disorders were associated with threefold higher risk of all types of dementia. Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia are said to be premature before the age of 65. And I have known some that have been diagnosed with dementia when they were in their 50s. And that always kind of was a curious thing to me, because I didn't consider being in your 50s old, because we usually equate it with gaining in age. Previous research was inconclusive on the effect of alcohol on congenitive health. Some studies have shown that possible benefit of light to moderate drinking, while others have found that heavy drinking boosts the risk of dementia. The World Health Organization defines chronic heavy drinking as more than 60 grams of pure alcohol, six or more standard drinks a day for men, is in excess of 40 grams per day for women. So I guess if you have a daily usage of that much, you're considered to be a boozer. So you might want to watch it, tone it down, bring it to moderation. But that's just one study. And like I said, Mom never drank at all. And she had a long battle with Alzheimer's. We have a lot in the news right now regarding our Second Amendment. So I thought I might open up the phone lines and we will talk about the Second Amendment somewhat. The discussion that's on the table is, of course, the age limit, the bump stocks, and an age limit on when you can buy an R-15. An AR-15, I'm sorry. So we're heading into a break. I'm going to open up phone lines, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. What do you think? Of course, it all goes back to the school shooting and some of the other shootings that have taken place, and the pressure is on to once again attack the Second Amendment. However, we do know that the signs were there and ignored by those who are have authority to take a stand and stop the perpetrator of the crime. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Melody Cedarstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Moments from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
CSC Talk Radio on Mission Second Amendment and the phones light up. So we're going to go to Ray in Illinois. Ray, how are you doing today?
Great, Beth Ann. Well, now the school shooting, I really think that the FBI dropped the ball.
Yes, they did.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And I think they're doing this on purpose.
Well, I don't know about that, but they definitely don't take their job seriously.
To go after the guns.
Yeah.
To go after the guns.
Okay. So, you know, I made a comment. Go ahead.
Why are we not talking about the reuptake inhibitors, the drugs that they're on for depression and whatnot? Why are we not talking about that?
Well, I think the president is going to.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, there's another thing is they're not even talking about is not one of these people are in the NRA, but boy, they want to stop the NRA.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't know that, but that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Appreciate it.
I think I unloaded enough.
All right. Thank you, Ray. We have Larry from Florida. Larry, how are you today?
Good morning. About Billy Graham, there's an old story I heard a long time ago about him. I heard when he was young and handsome and dynamic and charismatic and very well known, and he was married at the time, he had a strict policy he stuck to. Whenever a female parishioner would come to see him at his office, he would call the secretary into the room and leave the door wide open.
There are many pastors.
He made it a point never to be behind a closed door with a woman, any other woman but his wife.
Above reproach. He lived above reproach. I also heard the story that Larry, whenever he was in on the road, and he would have one of the hotel people escort him to his room, so there was no question about anybody else going into the room with him. And of course, it would be a male employee there of the hotel. And so he lived above reproach. Vice President Mike Pence has been under fire for making this same kind of establishment in his own life, as far as he said he will not go to these banquets and these dinners if his wife cannot attend with him. And, you know, The View blew up and the mainstream media blew up over that. Oh, that's just so bizarre. That's just so crazy. But that's exactly how Billy Graham lived.
Yep. I'm betting a lot of famous men are wishing that they had adopted that policy now that the Me Too movement has gotten out of control.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, I'll just touch on another thing here. On YouTube, there's a guy that puts these short little, like, 6 or 8 minute things up on YouTube, and he goes by the name of Black Pigeon Speaks. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Fascinating. A real brainy guy. Like a commentary on what's going on in the world today, and more importantly, predictions of what will happen or the trends, where the trends are leading. Well, he's got one. He's got dozens of them up. But if there's one that if you're only going to check out one, Black Pigeon Speaks on YouTube, look at the one that's called "Why Women Destroy Nations."
Hmm.
It will shock it. The first time I saw it, it shocked me to the point where, like, I was just numb. The thing about it, you know, it's not like he's saying, you know, I hate women and they're going to destroy nations. No, nothing like that. What he speaks about is the feminization of our politics and our society and where it's leading to. He gives a lot of examples, but the thing is, you'll be absolutely stunned if you see this thing, Black Pigeon Speaks, Why Women Destroy Nations. How?
I mean, I don't know that they destroy it on purpose, but I know that.
No. I believe it's called Why Women Destroy Nations.
Okay.
But it's only a few minutes long. It's like 6 or 8 minutes long. But I mean, if you watch it, I think, you know, because I roll my eyes about for the last 30 years about the feminism and how it's gotten so silly. And I used to think it was silly, but I don't think it's silly anymore. I think it's deadly.
It's a tearing. Absolutely tears down the family. It demeans women. The feminist movement demeans women. And, you could have Joy Behar defend that all she wants, but look what they've done through abortion. You know, the greatest privilege a woman can have is to give birth. And I'm not putting down women that weren't able to do that. I'm not putting them down in any way, shape, size, or form. But they demean that, and life means nothing. And they focus on the selfish side, and you got to do what feels good for you. It's all about you. It's not about this life you're taking or the life that, or the other person that was involved in making this life. It's not about any of that. It's all about you. And the feminist movement demeans women. They demean the role of woman in life, and that's curious. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah, look into that. Black Pigeon Speaks on YouTube.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Roger. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today?
Just fine. I was there talking about the gun control issues. But on this fellow that just spoke, I wanted to comment about a woman's choice for abortion or not. When she chooses an abortion, she takes all the choices ever possible in life away from one human.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
So there's your choices for you.
Yeah.
Let's put it in perspective. Okay, let's talk about the gun control. Now, I wish I had recorded it, but over the Internet, you see a lot of things. I stumbled onto a recent, this has happened since the shooting in Florida, a school that is not under the auspices of gun-free zone. They just had a shooter come with an AR-15 armed with all kinds of weapons to the school to shoot up all the students, just like the one in Florida. Guess what happened?
Hmm.
The guards shot him dead.
Mm-hmm.
One fatality, the shooter. A gun-free zone only protects the shooter.
That's right.
If they don't push that, then whatever they come up with is crap.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let that go. I'll let that sink in.
All right. Well, I agree with it 100%. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. We're going to move on to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, staying warm.
It's a whole lot different than it was yesterday morning. It was in the 60s when I came in yesterday, and it was 23 this morning.
Right. I know. Crazy weather.
Oh, well, it's still winter, I guess. It's still February. So we were lucky to have a 60s degree.
You ever notice the leftists, they always, if a cop shoots somebody, they always blame the cop. But if one of these nutcases goes out and shoots somebody,
they blame the gun.
They blame the gun. Yeah, exactly. Kind of a double standard there, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, everyone that's been talking about, you know, everyone that's been talking about this tragedy, they will not blame that young man. You never hear anybody blaming the shooter.
Not, right.
You know, he did make a choice. At 19, he knew what he was doing.
Right. And 100%, you go back and you look at every one of these cases, it always eventually comes out. Every single one of these mass shooters has been on some kind of psych drug.
Yes, they have.
You know, prescription drugs. And, you know,
legal drugs.
Legal drugs. Most of your suicides are also related to these psych drugs as well. So sometimes people shoot themselves to get on these drugs. Sometimes they go shoot other people.
Mm.
So it's just, that's why sorcery is banned in the Bible. You know, sorcery is a death penalty offense. Sorcery translates as pharmakia.
Uh-huh.
That's from the Greek pharmakia, the practice and use of drugs.
All right.
So you see firsthand what goes on when you violate the law of God. It says you're not supposed to be doing these drugs.
You know, I think what, and we're going into a break, I'm going to have to let you go. I think something that I think we don't want to look at, but we should look at is how come we have so many people depressed and can't handle life in general? We're going into a break.
Right.
It's just to throw in that question out. Thank you, Neil, so much for your input. I appreciate it so very much. We're headed into a break talking about the Second Amendment, and I have a little bit about our bureaucracy and the budget, and we will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking a little bit about the Second Amendment. The president has he's come out with a statement against bump stocks, and they're going to try and pass legislation to outlaw the bump stocks. Now, I could be wrong, and any of you that know for sure, it was my understanding that while the shooter in Las Vegas did use bump stocks, the shooter at the Florida high school did not. So if any of you have the truth on that, you can give me a call. That was my understanding, and I real quickly have been trying to find that out and can't seem to Google it fast enough or whatever. So anyway, that is something. Trump was going to order a ban on bump stocks after this Florida shooting. So you can't enhance these weapons to make them shoot faster, like a machine gun. And they're considering, and now this is huge because this has not been mentioned before. And I'm not sure how it's going to fly, but they're considering an age limit. It says the White House said on Tuesday, setting an age limit for buying an AR-15 type assault weapons. First of all, assault rifle. First of all, they're not an assault rifle. It's who's behind the rifle that's assaulting. The type purchased legally by a teenager who shot dead 17 people at a Florida high school last week. I think that's certainly something that's on the table for us to discuss. and that we expect to come up over the next couple of weeks. This is coming from the White House spokesperson, Sarah Sanders. And so they're considering, and this is the first time I've heard this, even with all the shootings that they claim we have had. I had a little statistic on that, but I just really didn't get in it in depth enough to bring it to you as far as the number of shootings, mass shootings that they call. But they have certain things they use for the mass shootings. And some of those would not be considered in your yours and my eyes as a mass shooting, such as the school or the theaters and some of the other things that have been used in Las Vegas, where somebody goes in there and he just starts shooting in the crowd. They call drive-by shootings, if they shoot four or more people, a mass shooting. Those aren't exactly what I would consider mass shootings. So they have certain criteria they have to meet. So it doesn't mean when they tell you there's been X amount of mass shootings that they've all been like school or malls or theaters or hotels or whatever shootings. One of the callers mentioned about life. And we talk about abortion, and I mentioned that last week after this happened. They get on the air and they scream, we have to protect these children. And I agree with that. You know, I'm a mother. I raised five kids myself and have all these grandchildren and a couple of great-grandchildren. Yes, we need to protect them. But this country does nothing to protect the unborn. So that life has no value. So what does that tell the children that are born? We have a lot of things we need to teach these young people. And one is the value of life. This shooter did not value life. He didn't care who he shot. He just shot. And had it not been a rifle, he'd have used something else. He had grenades in his backpack. So if he can't buy an AR-15, can he go ahead and buy a grenade? They could build a bomb. They could do other things. Yeah, I told you yesterday, I had somebody get a little upset with me on Twitter because I said, yeah, we need to make it against the law for these youngsters to buy a gun. It's against the law for them to buy drugs. It's against the law for them to buy alcohol. But if you sat down and talked to them, how many do you think have already had their alcohol? And how many do you think would tell you, yeah, it's pretty easy to get a hold of drugs? And so he didn't particularly care for my logic. He said, well, why don't we just eliminate all laws that don't eliminate crime? I'm just saying that these things don't stop the bad guys. That doesn't mean we don't need laws to stop the bad guys. But the gun wasn't the problem. And each common denominator, you know, we've talked about common denominators before, with all of these shooters has been mind-altering drugs. Antidepressants, Ritalin, whatever the case may be. But we don't address that. We want to address about the mental health and the mental illnesses. But it's the ones that have already been, they're being treated for it. And then, of course, they've got some of these teenagers there in Florida and around the United States upset with the president because they just want these guns banned. What is life worth? What are these children's lives worth? We guard other things in our lives, in this nation, across the globe. We guard them. We guard them with guns. Those who guard and defend our president and our Congress and our governors, they do it with guns. The celebrities, you know, because they get all their stalkers and all that, we guard them with guns. Sporting events, because there's always some Looney Tune, we guard them with guns. our jewelry, our fine jewelry, those diamonds, the silver, the gold, the emeralds, the rubies. We guard them with guns because they're of value. Banks, the money that we have in the banks, we guard them with guns. Our office buildings, they're guarded with guns. Your home, do you guard your home with a gun? Do you have a gun? Factories. You know, you got to get past a gatekeeper to get into these factories, and you have a security guard with a gun. And our courts, they're guarded with security with a gun, and you're not allowed to carry a gun in there. They're guarded with guns. But where we keep our children, those schools, they're not guarded with guns. They have signs that say gun-free zone. That when something happens, when there is an emergency, we call in someone with a gun. I mentioned yesterday that the MSNBC guy was taken back when the sheriff says, and he's from Texas, but I know we have schools here in the state of Missouri that are doing the same thing. They're guarding the children with guns. School marshals, teachers, janitors, some employee, administrative in that school. Nobody knows who they are. They've been trained. They've been scrutinized. They've had background checks. And they carry. They're guarding your children with guns. How valuable is that life? Gun-free zones don't work. Because those who want to kill, that's where they're going to go. Because it's less likely to get shot back at. We're heading into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. And we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. I think we've covered the Second Amendment again. I think we're trying to use some logic and common sense. I think we do realize that there's a problem. That it isn't the guns. It's the hearts. It's the lack of morality in this nation. Lack of common sense. Just like the debt, the national debt. Now, I was reading this, and I won't get into all of it in depth with you. But the spending cuts, this is coming from the Daily Signal. Both of these articles happen to be, and I'm just going to kind of just barely hit on them, because I have something else I want to share with you before we close today. Spending cuts, not tax hikes, boost the economic growth. Now, that's the title of the article. It's written by Romina Baccia. First sentence. Some point to the deficit as a reason to raise taxes. But new research shows that spending cuts are superior to tax hikes when it comes to reducing the deficit. Now let's go down into the third paragraph here before we quit. Following on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and the massive discretionary spending increase authorized in the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018, it is even more critical now that lawmakers invoke a powerful budget tool this year, reconciliation, to reduce the growth in entitlement spending. Entitlement spending. I wonder what all that encompasses. It's a pretty good article, and it's coming from the Daily Signal. You can go to their website, and you can grab that anytime. And you can sign up for those, and they'll fall right into your email box. You'll agree with probably most of it, but not all of it. They're a pretty good conservative group, but sometimes they get awful political. And this particular article is by John York. It's also from the Daily Signal. Trump's budget takes a first swing at bloated bureaucracy. And he says in this, here's what more needs to be done. Well, we need a lot done. How he says here, proposed cuts to redundant programs and unnecessary layers of bureaucracy are more likely to see the light of day than, for instance, an aggressive provision to cut 2% of non-defense discretionary spending every year for a decade, or a proposed 30% cut in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as food stamps. Now, we have a lot of entitlement spending in this nation to take care of others, and none of us is opposed to taking care of those who need to be taken care of. What we are opposed is for that to happen generation after generation after generation. But our government does a lot of spending that you never really hear about. The grants that they offer to research groups, this new research that shows that cutting the spending is better than raising the taxes. Well, yeah, I mean, what genius did it take to figure that one out? And how much did that new research cost? We've lost a lot of logic and common sense in this nation because of career politicians that just keep on cutting deals. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. They hated President Donald Trump, Republicans and Democrats, and still, mainstream media and all of them, because he wanted to attack the problem of trade and the problem of immigration. And they go hand in hand with the deals that they're cutting behind closed doors. On the Russia, I made the comment the other night, and my husband and I just laughed and chuckled about it. I said, I don't know what they're so upset about these 13 Russians for. I said, Democrat Party would have loved them. Just come on in here and vote. That's what they want all the other illegal aliens to do. Just let them vote. Anybody here can vote. So what difference does it make if they meddled? Okay. This is the absurdity of this nation. State lawmakers pass a bill allowing students to choose their race. So I guess when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you're not smart enough to say, yeah, I'm a white kid or I'm a black kid or I'm a Asian or I'm Indian or whatever the case may be, you can just pick and choose. So what does that do for our identity? When you have to fill out forms and you tell them whether you're Caucasian or you're black or you're Hispanic or you're whatever the case may be, Asian. It says, when Rachel Dolezal, the former leader of the NAACP, posed as a black lady after adorning some suntan lotion and getting kinky perm, many were rightly outraged. We saw the same kind of hypocrisy in Senator Elizabeth Warren, the writer says here, as she tried to sell herself as a Native American. Now, she did it for money, when she is nothing of the kind. While these two cases seem to highlight the left's double standard, now it's being embraced. We take these kids that are confused and we say, it's okay, honey, whatever you want to be today. It's all up to you. You can be whatever you want to be when you grow up. Well, that used to mean you could be president. That used to mean you could be a farmer. You could be a factory worker. You could be a CEO of a company. No, now it means you can be whatever gender you choose or whatever color you choose, regardless of what the mirror, biology, or the DNA tells you. So when your DNA comes back, you know, they've got those commercials all over the place. You can get your find out where your heritage is. Your DNA comes back and says you're one thing. You can dispute it and say, no, I'm not. That's not what I feel like today. Inside, outside, upside down. A nation can't even look in the mirror and tell you who they are. And these adults telling them, that's okay, honey. You'll figure it out. You can be whatever you want to be. No. You are what God made you. And He did that for a reason. And He doesn't make mistakes. He does not make mistakes. And is it any wonder that these children think that they're depressed and need drugs to help them through life? Because the adults, they ain't helping. Embrace your God and embrace who we are. Take a stand together and let's bring not just the youth, but America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.